The NYPD will be releasing a non-toxic gas into the subway system this morning. WNYC's Alex Goldmark explains why.
It's the first of three counterterrorism airflow tests. The police are teaming up with Brookhaven National Laboratory to figure out how dangerous chemicals like weaponized anthrax might spread around the city in the event of a dirty bomb. Police Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown says they'll release a harmless tracer gas two more times this summer and watch where it disperses.
Well, this mapping will give first responders and officials information on how to evacuate the city or tell people to stay in place and not go into the path of, say, an airborne dangerous contaminant.
Riders won't see the gas or smell it, but they might notice the special air monitors placed at several dozen stations and above ground in all five boroughs. The test costs $3.4 million, paid for by the Department of Homeland Security. For WNYC, I'm Alex Goldmark.